Hello and welcome to Bullfrog Dusk. I'm your host, Jeremiah. And I am actually recording this in the morning, believe it or not. Anyway, this podcast is for your entertainment. The way that the ocean entertains the sight, the smell, and the touch of it all. I've taken a break quite a bit here, but I am ready to come back. And by break, I mean I was lazy. So without further ado, let's get back into it. I will be going through two contests and one poem that I thought was pretty cool. Our first contest was for people to write their poems in the form of pi, where the first line would have the first digits of pi, and the second line would have the second digits of pi. So 3.114, you know, all of that. And if I make a mistake, I'm not going to edit it today. This just needs to happen, and so it will happen right now. Let's get into this first contest. If you would like to read the poems along with me, there is a link below in the description. Bronze goes to rue with grave to birth. Tachyons move faster than light, so how can I hitchhike on a tachyon, not slow photons to try to travel back in time, not birth to grave, but grave to birth? Answers will receive my everlasting gratitude, because my time now is wearing thin. Please do not use the snail post. I have come to the end of my plea, so good night. Next we have The Silver, and it's by Way Down Up on Joy. His poem is Exploration Sublimation with all of the 31st digits of pi. Stay in touch with sound and senses. Play with facts and fiction. Peep into poetic expressions spoken. Watch how your mind circles, exploring edges. Then half that, what is left behind? Is poetry pi squared in mind, or is the whole divided in parts? Do we savor the flavor, or concede to conclude conclusion? Does the form detract from the facts? See with silent sublimation, hear the heartbeat as it paces along, coral all those thoughts escaping, circle, then square what remains. The challenge of exploration is open to free thinking, and the linking is yours to connect the dots that circle around. Joy A. Berkey Watson. Thank you. Last but certainly not least, we have our gold, and her name is Reason, and the poem is my favorite, pi. Pi equals 3.14159265358. Favorite pi, I savor it. Peach. But I must admit, pecan pie or pumpkin butter will fit when peach is out of reach. Pie's taste? Not a bit. Multiplied by what? Who gives a whit? Multiplied, I'll take one of each. Thanks for listening to these poems. If you want to give the poets love, you can go to the link in the description and tell them what you thought about their poetry. Tomorrow, I will just be doing one poem. A very special poem that somebody decided to direct message me. I decided to read it, and it is pretty good. So stay tuned for tomorrow's. It will be wonderful. Thank you again for listening. Have a very good night.